This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside. Well, first things first, welcome to The Huge Upside. We're actually a podcast, but at the same time, love to be around musicians and artists. And just so happens, we had Swell, we're covering Swell right now as of the moment. And here to join us is the guy himself, the one and only, Yuhan. You.
Hello.
Hello, welcome
What's
back.
What's up?
Second time you've been here.
Yeah, feels good to be back. Kaya ito last time basag, kaya ako ang mic. Okay na.
Yeah. Well, we actually touched on a lot of things atong first encounter. Well, it's just that we didn't have the platform, the podcast itself did not have the time to like muffle out the noise out of that one, so we could turn it into a podcast episode and put it up on Spotify. But hopefully this one will actually sound decent enough, because you
yes, sir.
Has prepared for this segment. Welcome back, man. It's
the one. Thank you. Okay lang, bro. Okay lang.
Where's the rest of the crew? Where's the rest of the guys?
Si Ken, basis na mo na emergency. Si Ralph, he's at work. And then si Anton, he's picking up his parents at airport. So, mutry siya kapas. Si Jonas, wala internet. So, I'm alone right now.
As always. Is it safe to saying Yuhan is basically the front man of Swell, or the group? Did it boil down to like, you know, a decision from the group, like let's place Yuhan up front and let him handle all the PR kind of stuff?
I think it kind of happened. But ang last say gets it, and I think si Jonas and Ralph, they're the ones who
really.
Yeah. Kasi sila gidang kanang gusto ko ani dapat man, you know.
So,
I trust them. I trust them. I trust what they want and how they want the band to look like.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask you about trust. So, is it that hard to gain the trust, bro?
What do you mean, like the trust sa akong mga bandmates?
You in general. So how do you gain use trust? Because obviously you guys have like a unique sound, and you know that don't come nga basta basta lang.
Hey.
That obviously has to. You're a collection of like really talented men. Musicians, and when you come together, you make a very good song. And obviously, there are like preferences, and magina maiwasan nga creative differences will come out. Now, you just said right now, you trust those guys. So, how hard is it, or how easy is it to trust someone when it comes to make music? Okay? Judging by your sound, it sounds good. So those guys must be really talented. So what about this trust thing, man? Like,
well, in my case, I'm a pretty open guy, but at the same time, I don't know. It just comes naturally. If I feel you, then I feel you. If I don't, then I don't.
Well, does being friends help at all? Like, it helps ease everything.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine if dili mo amigo ba? Anya nakigiliganahan, nakigiliganahan, how can you, are you supposed to say it bluntly? Nga kanang murag.
Can you even muster up the confidence to say that to friends, like the guys in the band right now, like shit, man, that sound sucks, or I didn't like that last song we did. Let's just scrap that all together.
Yeah. Perme ba? Perme. Or yeah, that's a common thing sa mo. Kanang blunt kimi ngan nga, di ko ganan na ba? Pero it helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
A lot.
Tapos siguro
already.
ano? Hayahay lang ko. I think I'm lucky kay we've known each other for a long in a long time now. So it's not that hard.
Yeah. The five piece band used to be three piece. Tulo lang mo kabuk sa una, no?
Yeah.
Adding two more pieces like not so long ago. You know, like I think it really completed the swell sound.
At first it was me, Ken, og si Jonas.
Yeah. I haven't heard if na may mga kompo at one time, probably never heard of them, but I think I caught you guys nga five piece na mo. And this is that kind of sound I identify you guys with, the swell sound. So with that said, man, you guys are a five piece band. You just signed on. You're signed under Lily Star Records. Shout out. No pun intended, but you have a new song under them. So Wooze, Swell's latest single, is out now on all your streaming platforms.
Released Wooze.
Why? What? Let's see. Could you have it named it like anything else? Ganon Woozy. Like what's with Woozy? Like how can you relate that to you know someone, or how does it mean? What does it mean?
I mean, the song makes me feel woozy. It's basically about ano, pandemic nga life bito. Like, okay. Have you ever? Did you? Like, imagine ba nga magmuabot siya mga 2 years, ano na ba?
No.
It felt like it was just last month, but at the same time, it felt like it was a long time
forever. Even karon murag, normal seems abnormal, but murag,
yeah, exactly.
Easing back to the groove of things, murag, you get the question, shit, safe ba magmask? Okay ra ba magmask? Hindi magmask?
Like, tapos kaya nakalimot na kikwit sa feeling na dili magmask
ba? And you actually find it awkward, and sometimes I have to be honest, like sometimes I don't feel safe when people take off their mask, so which is something that's like gitang-tang niya yung mask. Okay, so you know you always get it gets your attention. Yeah, I keep forgetting everybody has the vax already. It's things are level one, so medyo safe na ibaba ang mask every now and then. But they still find it awkward, bro. So this is that woozy you were pertaining to.
Yes. Like imagine so na katumbag mask ko. Kita pa yung tanawon, mask man siya na siguro may sakit. Ano yan, karon kung di ka magmask, yung mga baliktad na ba?
Yeah, it's really strange how we can quickly adapt and sa kwan. But I think we can all, dali rapod ni, this will just be a phase. Hopefully this Delta Cron, kaning new nga variant, doesn't come here and doesn't force us again to another level 2, level 3, level 4. Lockdown kind of shit, but if padayon ni, I think not wearing a mask will be an afterthought. Siguro will be after 2 weeks, siguro ma or a month. Ma normal na tanan ba? And this song Woozy, bro. I just wanna go back aning woozy ng mga kanta ba. So what was the input from the band nga when you guys? Everyone agreeing that was the same feeling after pandemic, and did that strongly influence the way the sound went and the way you actually played the song? Woozy gapon in yung vibes.
What actually happened is getting woozy. Ang first gidan is riff ni Jonas. He was the one who came up with that bling, 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 the first part. And then we kind of worked around that riff.
Yeah.
Tapos sa sige na mag-drama na kanta, just gave me a sense of feeling na kind of woozy. So I just wrote the lyrics down, how I was feeling when I was playing that particular ano song. So that's how Woozy came about. So it's not necessarily na wait, let's make a song about say feeling that's pandemic.
Or,
yeah,
yeah.
It just naturally happened.
And it's Woozy sounds like a hangover from, you know, a 2 year pandemic. And yeah, you check out that emoji. Yeah, it does look like you have a nasty hangover.
Yeah.
So for folks, I would love to play that song, Karon, but I think Lily Star Records might actually take down the live because we've had some experiences and run through with Warner. And when you actually play Warner songs, they automatically take you down. But I don't know with Lily Star Records, and I'm not willing to take the risk at this point. So we're just gonna, I just wanna show you how the song sounds like. You ready for this? This is the live performance of Swell when they actually performed at Big Bite. This song is Wooze.
Thank you. Thank you, Ayala Sabir, for having us. Thank you, ABCBO, for inviting us. So, kami ang Swell, that's SVVELL. We're gonna play our next song, we're gonna release this karong 25 of March. So, pre-save ninyo na sa mong social media accounts ang link. That's SVVELL, Facebook, Instagram. This one's called Woozy.
Talk about it anyway. What's in it?
Jose. I hope you guys enjoyed that, because we can't actually play the original track because, you know, we might get copyrighted by the record.
Live na lang.
Live na lang. Wow, actually, it's so fun to witness bands or musicians and artists go live again, because that's still something new. Karun nga, we still feel woozy about that because
we've just been
in a pandemic nga murag 2 years sab kayo. We needed that. We needed that. That big bite event, huge deal. Because when they announced, huge upside kayo, okay. They actually announced nga level one na. Everybody was just off to the races, man. Everybody were going places. Ang mall, grabe ang foot traffic. Everywhere, Kugun Market, puno kayo, mga ukay-ukayan. It was alive again, man. Yeah. Grabe. I mean, yeah. And this Woozy was, this is an after, maybe a reminder of a 2-year pandemic. Back. We're back in the fold. I think I lost you there. Okay, you're back. So, performing again, what does that feel like? Normal?
Did you find it weird performing
normal. It's been in front of...
Yeah. Na ko dito sa taas. I didn't know how to play anymore. Like, I don't know how to... Sa akong mga move zone na. Like, how to feel.
Yeah.
Ano ba?
I felt like I was an entertainer.
Yeah. It was very awkward.
How many events have you guys did after they announced it was level one? Like, can you count them all? Nilapas nag lima ka gigs inyong gibuhat
ba? That was the second one.
That was the second one. But you guys actually performed in Comunidad, di ba?
Yeah, that was an acoustic set. That was the first one.
Still, you have to count that. You know, you were there. You performed. It's a performance.
So it's two.
Oh, it's two. And that one, yeah. Art. Oh, I can't forget. Art 10.
No. We weren't there.
You guys weren't. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nah, fake. I got fake news there. Anyway.
Fake news.
So where will people find you next? Where's the next stop for Swell? Aman mo manukar.
April 2 sa Balay-Balay, medyo layo siya. Sa Yaka.
Oh.
And then
sa where else?
Oh, wait, napaday. March 31 pero virtually siya sa ano.
Oh yeah, you had that event with that band?
Paper Satellites. Yeah.
Paper Satellites with still under Lily Records.
Lily Star.
Yeah. Nice.
That's going to be live on their FB page.
Oh, okay. Well, let us know so that we can also like stream at the same time. So, you're easing your way back into normalcy, which is kinda still weird and woozy, but at the same time, will everything, like, you know, we as humans, you know, we always underestimate our ability to adapt and, you know, be really flexible. So I think we're actually doing behaviors we did like 2 years ago, playing gigs. Actually, not some folks not wearing masks anymore, which is still kind of find it weird. But yeah, people are doing it anyway. I still even like take off the mask every now and then when no one's looking. Because the thing with the mask is it. I admit I'm burned out with the mask. Like I really want to take off that thing whenever and any chance I get. You know, like I'm just tired of putting on a mask, and hopefully things will turn out for the good and Deltacron does not, you know, reach in the Philippines, but you know, like all virus, I think they'll do. What's up with you, man? Other than Swell, let's talk about what you've been busy about. Like you are actually not a full-time banda dude, because what do you actually do for, I'm not sure if like people really know what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Day in, day
I
out.
I run a Korean Mart here in Busan.
Oh, J go. Korean Mart. So I think it's safe to show your page. But before we do, we're gonna show folks like what you actually do when you're not a banded dude. but let's actually just address folks up first in the comment section. I think you notice individuals.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hannah. And we got someone from the Bisaya podcast community, Geoff Ayo. What's up, bro? Balik rani human election. You're really human election mo alert level. So true.
I was gonna say.
Actually, man, this whole election thing got people, you know, alive really again. You know, like, yeah, people are riled up with this election thing. It's normal. It's what we call normal. You know, it's nice to see that.
it's kind of fun though.
Yeah. Watching people go banter back and forth. You know, tribes. Mga tribes, but which is like, you know, we're all human beings, you know, like we are actually tribal, no matter how ideally nga dili unta nga tribal, pero can't help it, we're tribes. You can see factions from everywhere bantering, especially in Twitter world. Like, are you active on Twitter?
No, not but no. You know, conflict is a basic human need.
Yeah, I think so. And there's always some. Do you think there's always something good that comes out of conflict?
Kind of goes both ways, maybe.
Yeah, there's a good
without
and bad,
without right? without conflict, you wouldn't know, say, you know, the positive outcome.
And you wouldn't
so
actually
boring, more like conflict.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need drama. No, like. Elections, and I think you know this person here.
Oh, Shoti.
Open Windows.
Yeah, he actually has a really good band called Squishy.
Oh, wow. Squishy.
Yeah. Squishy. Yeah. Nice. We used to play together. We used to play together, like in one scene.
Like what? Oh, in Comunidad back then. In Comunidad.
No. It was in the CDO that was
in the CDO.
99 Ranch, then Chuck Pason.
Oh, Punch Bowl. Shorty. Yeah. Squishy. What was that? Squishy? It sounds so sounds so visceral. Like
Yeah.
Shout out, Shorty. Yeah. We got another comment here. I was there na nag-sing sila live and I really fall in love due to a song by Nice.
Hey,
you got
nice.
A fan.
Thank you,
Hannah. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's gauge this. Okay, so you have a person here openly admit that fell in love with your song. Now, I want to segue here. How good are you guys with community building and community stuff? Like, how do you take care of your fans?
Oh, we love it. We love it. I mean, I don't know yet because it's different.
It's different just putting out songs that your fans value. You know. So what do you guys do after that? Like you guys like have a group, Facebook group, or a Discord group, or I don't know, it's like some secret Patreon only fans kind of stuff going on with Swell.
I really try my best to interact.
Yeah.
Like comment ko back. I think it's a really, really small following, so I'm really appreciative sa mga OG.
But you never know. Yeah. And you never know where, you know, it starts like that. Always starts like that. Start small, and then one day, kurat na lang day ka, you can't attend to them all.
I don't know how to answer that yet. Okay. We're still
Lily
here,
Star
so.
Records. Lily Star Records. What's up? How do you do you advise Swell for that? Like, you know, how to take care of a fan base, diba? Anyway, thank you, Hannah. Stick around. Uncle moves the...
It's my fiance.
Yeah, Uncle moves. We're all uncles here. Hey, how old are you again?
I'm turning 25, karong 31.
Ah, cool. You're
fun fact.
Between. Yeah,
fun fact. We actually have the same birthday.
Who? You and your fiance.
Yeah. So that's fun.
Okay, do you mind openly telling us when it is so that we'll stop by where you're celebrating?
It's 31st. Count 31st. Count 31.
Oh, it's March. Oh, advance, bro.
Thank you.
Dool na. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Well, you're in the welcome to the quarter life, bro.
I'm getting old.
You're getting old, but listen, like 25 is like a toddler for some folks. Like, you know, you'll be amazed. Yeah. Now, there are some like 50-year-olds who actually think they're like teenagers, you know. You'll be amazed. Again, you got your fan, Hannah. Whoa, I was there. Yeah. She said this a while back. Glive sila, I instantly fall in love, so woozing a song. Thanks. Woozy. Hey. She felt woozy hey, after
your
that
friends.
Song. Yeah, share it, vapors. Please. Vapors, yeah. Okay, with the vape, man. What's up with the vape? What juice do you get? What juice do you have?
I have the mint. Guide menthol. I'm trying to.
You used to smoke?
Trying to quit. Yeah.
So,
but I don't know if this helps. Yeah.
I don't know either. So, did you transition from cigarettes to actual nicotine cigarettes, then transition to vape?
Yeah. I haven't touched a single cigarette in
for how long now?
It's been a month now.
I thought for a year. So you no. so you just got into vaping recently.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
No. I used to, you know, pero every once in a while, mangita yun.
Yeah,
but right
oh,
now
definitely.
It's been a month.
I've been in those shoes, bro. Nicotine is addicting, and so is vaping though. I've heard some articles and some news out there that you know it's five times as much.
But
do you buy that shit?
But it doesn't smell as bad.
That's the thing. The good thing with vaping, though, is it doesn't have that tar effect. You know, doesn't make your teeth yellowish or blackish, and it doesn't give you bad breath. Halitosis. It doesn't give you halitosis. So, yeah. Shout out to all the vapors, Vapor Nation. We got a guy who used to like a close friend of the podcast, 432Hz.888.
Mr. Paalam.
Yes, sir. That's Pat Paalam. What's up? Yeah, Pat Paalam, by the way, has his own podcast. It's called the Yossi Break Podcast. Very intriguing and controversial podcast. But he actually stopped like a year ago. So, you know. But you can still find him in the huge upside. He'll pop in every now and then. We just recently released a podcast episode because we had his wife on the show because they were we actually covered their new venture, which is Babae, cosmetic product. So anyway, you'll find all sorts of crazy stuff here, all sorts of things in the huge upside. You'll be surprised from fitness enthusiasts to musicians to hip hop artists, and now J Korean Mart.
Yeah.
Got more comments here. Out, Gigi.
Okay.
There's more squishy.
So that's why.
Okay. Ah, now I get it. Ah, yes. That's what they say, man. Like, you know, you it's fun to squeeze somebody who is squishy at night. And then we got one more comment here. Unta makita patamo na mag-sing sa malls. I'll always go. I really love your song, Jude. Pagkauli na ako, search it na ako sa Spotify yung mga songs sa sites of Woozy. I like people like you na song. Wow!
Thank you.
here's how you could actually like think about this and think about what you're gonna do with these folks who appreciate your music moving forward. Are you going to act like, you know, with, of course, we're musicians. You're supposed to adore. You know, like, are you going to act like douchey or are you going to act like, oh, you're going to coddle your fan base? You know, this remains to be seen. This remains to be seen.
No, I mean, I...
Well...
I feel like I'm always going to be, how I am right now.
Yeah. You don't have to change for, you know, certain folks, but I'm just curious how you're gonna leverage the situation, because some artists or some bands or hip hop artists actually use that to their, like, you know, as leverage or advantage and take advantage of those situations for other pursuits. No knock on them. Pat, one more. Hey, kailan mo na ako?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, I followed Yossi Break a while, like I think a year back or 2 years back, say Instagram.
Oh, really? And IG, did you just find out that they were a podcast or what?
No. I just gave suggestions for that. Follow suggestions. So I just followed them.
Oh, so your Spotify algorithm took you there.
Instagram
algorithm took you there. You probably were following some artists or huge upside and then funneled you to Patrick Palam. Yeah. And that's
run it back, bro. Run it back.
Yeah. I keep telling him he should. So if you were asking about NFTs a while back, so Pat here, 432Hz.888.
What's with the name, by the way?
That's his actual, I think that's his actual artist name right now. So he's trying to come up with a decentralized website, which is in Web3. We're actually talking crypto lingo now. Crypto lingo. Web3 lingo.
I'm like the worst person you could talk to about
this. Yeah, but this is good because this is good practice for me and for Pat, because we're actually like big advocates for this. If you're an actual musician or actual band, like trying to release songs and you don't have an actual label or you don't have someone to show you the ropes, maybe NFTs could be the way. So Pat recently released his new songs as an NFT.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, so you could actually release your song as an NFT. It works when you actually have a wallet, let's say a MetaMask wallet or a Sologenic wallet. And when in those wallets, let's say you have a wallet, right? Okay, let's actually show people. Okay, so this is an empty wallet.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, this is an NFT. My NFT says I was once a resident in the United Arab Emirates. Not all Filipinos have been a resident in the United Arab Emirates, so this is something I'm proud of. Like, this is my bragging rights. Only like a handful, thousand, 100,000 of Filipinos could relate to this. So I'm just gonna put that in my wallet. These wallets are public online. Everybody can go sift through your wallet. They can't steal, of course, but they can see what's inside.
Okay.
And you can see what I'm into. I've been an expat. Or I can show here, let's say, if this was Wooze as an NFT, I could purchase Wooze from the band Swell and put it in my wallet. Hey, what NFTs do you have in your wallet? I have the NFT when I was a resident in the UAE, and I have an NFT from the band Swell. It's called Wooze. So this is basically like a profile picture. It's a flex.
Okay.
So that's just the flexing side of this. It's a social signaling. just like your profile picture on Facebook, just like your blue ribbon in Instagram when Swell gets verified soon enough.
So it's like a next level Facebook thing.
Yes, sir. That's just an aspect of it. This is just the surface level of the NFT application. Now, let's say your song, the NFT, gets sold. You release the song as an NFT. You didn't release it on Spotify. You didn't release it on YouTube. You didn't release it in Apple Music. You just sold it in some NFT platform. Because people love your song, they're gonna come after this NFT. And once they're after this NFT, there's something you call smart contracts. Smart contracts will allow you royalties until the end of your life. Because when you place in the smart contracts that the return sales of 10% go back to you, you're gonna earn 10% of each sale, because people are gonna collect this. And when people decide that I don't keep this NFT anymore, I wanna sell it to my friend who's never had a Woozy NFT yet. So his friend buys it, and then the 10% of that sale goes back to you. That's the royalty aspect. Imagine.
It's like a baseball card.
Sports cards, right? You're just passing it on to the next person. But the thing with the NFT is, what makes it unique is you have smart contracts. It has royalties. Those royalties go back to the originator, the guy who created the NFT. So those are just basic applications of, you know, the NFTs. And we're going to go down that rabbit hole if you want to. But anyway, let's go back to Pat's comment. Wooze is fire. So you have another fan. So you have another fan, bro.
Baliktad ba yung ako ang fan?
Well, artists appreciate other artists. And here's what Hannah had to say again. Gi-promote jud na akong Swell sa mga friends nako, and they really like your songs, do. Yo!
Thank you.
Fire.
Really intense.
Intense. Hey, like, in the meantime, this, while you're appreciating this band, why don't you like go follow the You Chop Side podcast?
Yeah, that's right. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I'm just piggyback riding Swell here.
Well, thank you. It feels good to hear that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay. I want to ask you, man. Like, when you get appreciated as an artist, what's the validation like? What's the level of feeling you get? Is it the same when you get like likes or comments or shares on social media?
I mean, feels good. Because, you know, the ultimate goal is to be heard. And
true.
It gives us, you know, kaning mga comment kaya, and it just gives us hope.
Yeah.
People are listening. It's just the just this morning, yet pagmata na ako, I felt like I didn't want to get up. I just wanted to be a caveman. Yeah, you know.
Night or woozy from the entire month, like.
I don't know. I just kind of insecurities, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like we all have it. It's actually like comments like this that, you know, adds fuel to the fire. You know, keeps you going. Yeah. Or like,
thank you guys.
Or Swell. You or other artists or other people who wanna come to the show, you know, adds fuel to the fire. Like, even the sikat, we're not famous or celebrities here, but you know, the fact that people have confidence, you know, give us confidence to be here, that's fuel to the fire. And it's things like this that keeps us going. So keep it up, Hannah. Like, artists need that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Pat has one more comment here. It cuts the middleman. 100% revenue are one of the advantages. Artists connect straight to the audience.
Woo! Yeah, I get that now.
Pat, careful, Pat. He's under contract. Lily Star Records. Anyway, man. So you, like, what else is there to expect from Swell in the coming weeks, other than you have like gigs the 31st of March on your birthday, on April 2nd at Malaybalay Yaka? What's next for Swell, and will we ever hear from the other guys? You are the front man for this band, man. Will we ever hear from them, or are they
of course. I mean, for sure, mas dagan pag gigs yung mga group. Hopefully, you know, we're I mean, not all. Si Ralph is missing an actual gap. He's in Cebu right now working.
Oh, okay, that's hard.
Good for him. Good for him. Pero at least upat na meter eh, so yeah, we can do shows now.
Better and, than you know, nothing.
And you can't blame the guys. They're si Anton, yep, is gonna have his board exam karong May.
What is he taking up?
Si Jonas, it's civil engineering.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Si Jonas, bago lang kapasar, if I'm not mistaken, kung siya, electrical engineering. I think so.
Oh, ECE.
Yeah. Si Kent, he's working, so I'm the only one nga vagabond.
Yes, the most available guy.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
it makes
sense.
Take responsibility.
Yeah, this is your purpose, man. Really makes sense. So I was wondering, like, are you guys ever gonna do those, like, you know, pre-record videos and then just put all your videos into one video and then put it out there?
Oh, for sure. Just wait for it. We're gonna put something out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably next month, maybe, or maybe 2 weeks later, or maybe a week later.
Abang lang, guys. And for, like, any EP, album, when is that? This is the first song you release under that album.
Yeah, we're actually currently working on an album, a 10-song album. So we finished recording six songs. No, actually six, but
so four more.
It's gonna be a long process, but we're gonna get there, and we're gonna give you frequencies.
Ah, cool frequencies. I'm just curious, like, is that, how hard is that to come up with four more songs?
Surprisingly, it's not if we're all here.
It's just this distancing. Makes it,
yeah,
like,
it's,
you know,
just it's just the ang pinakalisod siguro sa mo the availability
of people. Yeah.
Yeah, but when we're together, like kami lima, it's easily like write 3 songs in one night, 4 songs maybe.
Bah.
That's how we gel.
Yeah, no, it's a testament to the talent and the chemistry, you know.
No, the chemistry.
You can be good, but, you know, there may be differences in, you know, like, preferences in folks. And that's tough, but you guys seem to have figured it out.
I think naka-vid ka, Mike, like, the last song sa mong first set.
So this will be our last song sa first nga set, then we'll be right back after a quick break. Wala pa may title ni Arenta, so we'll just call it Burger.
That,
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one.
There's
no
one.
Burger and title.
yeah. Kabulong ang anong wala may title to.
Oh, because Ralph has yet to input his stamp.
Yeah, and then we just wrote that like days before na mo.
Oh, fuck, no way. Shit.
So I miss the guys, you know.
Is that, I can't imagine, like, shit, it's that easy for these guys. Back then people were so available but just could not come up with the creativity or the chemistry.
That's why some artists have like 100 or 50 songs and wala na release. I think it's the same thing, you know?
That's so weird. Why keep it? Why not put it out? Are you waiting for like a discography of like,
because it doesn't but I think ang pinakakuan nga rason is it doesn't sound right at the moment.
Mm,
Like, for example, we wrote something. Like, karon lang ganyan. Para ang taning album, we wrote something. But it just doesn't sound right for the album. So we scrapped it. But it's finished.
A lot of songs don't make it, right? Ma-abort siya ba? If there was such a term abortion in making music, that was it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Na-conceive na ang song, but just didn't make the cut. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys hold yourself to a standard. That's why we're like, hey, this doesn't quite feel right, you know. Yeah, no knock on the artist. That's why they keep making songs.
Not necessarily a standard aspect. I think it's more of the, does it sound right for, like, right now? Because we could always revisit it later.
And then do some polishing and stuff, like add or take away a few bits.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. So there's just songs that are just waiting for the opportune time, and there's some songs that waiting, and then you still need to polish it a bit, like that, like Cole said, you know, just polishing diamonds.
Yeah, like there are songs aning album na Apilon na mo, which I think they're like 5 years old na.
What the fuck? 5 years old?
Yeah, man.
Grabe, pang release na nai. But anyway, maybe at the right time, di ba? Takabalo. You're gonna need it at the right time.
Yeah.
So Sweller's is planning to put up an album. They just need 4 more songs, and I think if more people chime into Woozy, the more inspired these folks will actually put up an album. Did Lily Star put you up to this? Like, you needed to make 10 songs to put out an album? Or was it a group decision, a band decision?
I think ang minimum ng songs for an album para kay ang plano mo is we'd like to transfer na mo sa disc, like vinyl nga na record.
Yeah.
So 45 minutes, I think, so 10 songs is, I think, it's fair.
Yeah, I'm not surprised now that you actually went for a whole album, because the trend lately was to make things really short and quick and, you know, quirky to catch people's attention. But I think Swell has garnered some, I think Swell has the equity to actually put out a 45 minute album, a 10 song album, a 10 track album. Because
you think we're trendy?
I'm not sure. Like, I'm not really, I'm not even looking at that, but I think you have a, because it's the sound. I don't really care if you trend or not. A lot of bands don't make it, you know, but it's for,
might,
if I was
know,
a band, yeah, and you're fully aware of that. And, you know, some bands just put out good music. They just, for some reason, maybe at the right, maybe at the wrong time, at the wrong place, you know, but.
Like,
obviously,
a good example,
guys...
ana ba?
Yeah, who? Do you have a good example?
Yeah, ito sa TikTok. I don't know if you've heard that song. Itong...
Never heard yet.
That's actually,
but...
yeah, but it's a really famous song na on TikTok. But that's actually released, I think, 60s pa na siya or 70s.
What the fuck? Bah. It just, okay, here's the thing with this TikTok is that it's the arbitrary behavior of TikTok, wherein an influencer or a famous celebrity just makes dance moves to your song, and instantly you become a hit forever.
Yeah,
forever.
So we know. I don't know. I might be dead by the time nga maragat.
Like, otakabalo, and who knows if TikTok would still be around that time, or if TikTok still be the shit that time, diba? It's just amazing how the power of TikTok can give to someone. You know, one of the guys we've been closely following, kailaman ka ni Cookies, diba? The guy who sang Bogo and Snatcher.
Yeah.
Is not that his song?
Is that the guy?
Oh, Lyoso Sibudok. It's not that his song ideally sikat. Sikat na daan. And somebody actually made dance moves to Snatcher and it resurfaced. And I think it's blown up to like big proportions than it was before. Grabe. Grabe. God bless. Like, diba? I mean, just need one song and one piece of content from like a celebrity or an influencer who digs your sound. Would it come to a point being but do you guys like chasing that? Like, are you hoping for that somebody might do that to your music?
It's not, we're not hoping. We just, you know, if it comes, then
it comes. It happens.
We're open, yeah. But it's not like it's a mali pa yung ano bisayo tong kanta.
Imagine everybody dance to like somebody make dance moves sa Wuze or Caress or Car Seat. Imagine that.
Ma-impress siguro kung bayo may lisod kayo.
Yeah.
Saon mo nagsayaw.
But you'd be surprised, man. People are talented by grabe. They even made you know, have you heard of that band Cults?
What?
Have you heard of the band Cults?
No.
So J. Cole, this, you know J. Cole, right? Yeah. So he took a song from the Cults. Is that Cults is not famous? They already are. But J. Cole just took a song. Yeah. Oh, J. Cole took that song
what
and
song?
Then remix Runaway, I think, from Cults. And when Jay, you know that trend nga katubitang murag horror. So when J. Cole was actually start rapping Oma, and then the
shit.
Person
right.
That song, bro, katong Hadlok Dayon, okay. it's a scary. So imagine
she knows
like
thing.
That. She knows. Imagine somebody. You don't have to necessarily be a dance song, a dance move. Just maybe narrate a story that happens. You know, like, so let's say for example, Caress. Somebody would actually put on a paper bag and, you know, do something, do something crazy with it, and then they play that on the background of the video. You know, it's crazy. Anyway, man. Woozy is Woozy's a pretty nice song. Would you put it up there, like among the best songs for Swell? Where does it rank for you?
We're definitely proud of Woozy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our best yet. I think so. I don't know. It depends on the people who's listening.
So you leave it up for people to decide, huh?
Yeah, but for me, I can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, how sick and tired of you at that song?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Having to perform that live and having to listen to it probably every day.
Yeah, but
does it wear you down? Like this again?
Of course. I don't even like the song anymore.
Oh, that's strange and weird to hear that from an artist. But I get you. I feel you because, you know how people, when they record something and they hear their voice for the first time and magnify that to an artist who like gets to do that like million times a day. Like they have to like re-record and listen to their sound. Re-record and listen to their sound. An artist's craft is different, man. Much respect. We'll just cover some of these guys at the comment section and we'll just cap this off in a bit. So, when need album, Char? Well, depends, Hannah. If you keep listening, they'll probably put up an album soon. Just add
hopefully
fuel to the
this
fire.
Year.
This year.
Hopefully.
Hope that answers everything. What is your crate? Okay, this one and then we'll cap this off.
What is your creative process in making a song? Where do you start first? It really depends. Like some as most of the time we just jam together, tapos we make a song. You know? Or like rare occasions, I write a song, then I present it to them, and we just polish it after. But most of the time we just jam together. That's why I miss the guys, you know. I can't really function that well without them.
Well, you've been doing pretty well, like being the representative and the front man, being here in this podcast right now,
I try, I try.
But would have been nice if everybody was here, get to pick
Yeah.
everybody's brain. Like obviously, I'm
Pero
confident to say this, you can't be be the collective voice for everyone. Everybody has to have like a say.
I'm the least talented sa among lima. I can say that in all certainty.
Shut up.
No, for real, for real. Like, si ano si Jonas, siya ang tig ano yun tig polish yun sa song. Ralph
Everything
brings
and Ralph.
Ralph brings in the feels, the claustrophobic nga ano, aspect.
Oh,
Si Anton,
shit.
si Anton, he's the one who keeps the wave going. Tapos si Chicken, he's the backbone. So I'm just the lyricist in the singer.
No, this is
I just
you.
I
This
just
is
write.
your this is your purpose right here. Like,
Yeah, but
be the front, be the face of the band. Be here and be there. Be
I've done a
everywhere.
lot of solo stuff, pero I don't feel it. I don't have as much fun as I do when I'm with the guys.
Yeah, for sure. It's always fun to do it with, a band of brothers. Doing
Dali
Di po ko ganan sa kong songs. That's it, man. Every artist I talk to always has this feeling. It's weird. Anyway, but
unless you're Kanye West, you know.
yeah. Yay. Donda. Thanks, bro. I will ask you this before we end this one. So last year was something different, but now you have a new song in Woozi and like level one na. Everybody easing, ease, everything is easing back to the way it was. No, finally some normalcy, which is still weird in a way. So, what is your own meaning of a huge upside this time around, you? And for maybe collectively speaking for Swell.
Could express again through music. That's a huge upside. It's been so long. That's it. It feels good. It feels good to, be back in the studio with the guys. Because, like in everyday life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mundane,
You get compressed a lot, and you don't know how to let it out. Because I mean, for me, I'm a guy, so I don't usually.
you're masculine.
Yeah.
You're a guy
I
then.
don't know what, I don't know what's up with guys, and we can't really talk about
Yeah,
how
that
we really
too.
feel.
Well, I on the other hand have to like steer away from that because I'm in a podcast and I every day talking here I get to like freely express myself. This is my form of art, like talking to
Good for you,
people
man.
and having to fucking digest every word they say. So so that's my masculinity is being shred every time,
I don't think it's kind ganang masculinity nga, but I think it's just
being a man.
more like no, the upbringing, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I've come across people also like that, It's not this is not that type to talk or, but good thing for there's this thing called guitar, there's this thing called drums, there's thing called microphone and a recording studio where you can just express yourself and live events. And in Woozi, you get to express how you fucking felt with that 2 years hiatus of the pandemic. Welcome back to the fold, Swell Brothers. And
Uze,
out now on all your streaming platforms. Everyone, keep supporting these bands because they have four more songs so that they can come up with an album. You, thank you for your time. Send my regards the boys, all the guys, the rest of them. And I have to say, everybody, we have to end this here now. Thank you, everyone. You, salamat. Thank you for this woozy conversation, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Palav. I really like
Pat, thank you for being in the comment section. Salamat sa tanan. Let's go.